These days, big-time college sports such as football and basketball are attracting mountains of money. The National Collegiate Athletic Association, the governing body of college sports, recently signed a $6 billion TV deal. The association makes billions more in sponsorship contracts. Illegal gambling on college sports is also a big-money industry. The FBI estimates it makes up about a third of total sports wagering in the U.S. Some lawmakers wonder how all this cash is changing the nature of what is supposed to be an amateur activity, not to mention its effect on academics. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
A sound mind in a healthy body. That's what college sports are supposed to be about. But does big money compromise that noble goal? A study by the Knight Foundation's Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics examines the connection between education, sports, and money at the college level. Former congressman and former college basketball player Tom McMillan was on the commission and says more money cheapens the game.
You have more television money, coaches making millions of dollars in salaries. You have bigger stadiums being built. You have schedules that are being dictated by television. I mean, today it's not uncommon for players to have to play on Sunday night. All this is a result of money. And what we effectively are doing is having mutual assured destruction. We are destroying the fabric of our institutions of higher learning.
McMillan spoke to a House subcommittee that deals with amateur sports. Florida Republican Cliff Stearns chairs the subcommittee. He says college sports are such a big business for schools. It pressures students to win at all costs, even when they might eventually benefit more from studying hard.
The odds of a college athlete being drafted into the NBA or the NFL are staggering. The Knights Commission believes the premise of college sports as a training ground for professional sports is false and leaves too many student athletes ill-prepared for life after sports.
The United States is the only country in the world that farms most of its professional athletes from colleges and universities. That means if athletes want to be pros, they generally have to play in college first. In fact, the Knight Commission's conclusion is that if colleges and universities can't maintain a balance between academics and athletics, they should get out of the business. The House subcommittee also talked about how gambling affects college athletics. Federal law bans betting on college sports in every state but Nevada, which was grandfathered in under the law. The NCAA and several lawmakers are working to extend the ban to Nevada, where legal college sport betting is a $2 billion a year business. Former University of Nebraska football coach and now Congressman Tom Osborne says gambling is bad for the game, bad for the coaches, and bad for the players.
You have to win twice. You got to win once on the scoreboard, and then you got to beat the point spread.
Osborne says gambling pressure sometimes leads athletes to try to sway a game to win their own bets or kickbacks from bookies. In the 90s, there were four major college sports gambling scandals. The FBI found that so-called frat bookies had been taking illegal bets and then placing legal ones in Las Vegas. Osborne and others say that's a loophole that should be closed. But Nevada Congresswoman Shelley Berkeley says it's not state law, but illegal gambling that's the problem.
$380 billion is bet illegally every year on collegiate sports. That's illegally. $2 billion is bet legally in the Nevada sports books where you have to be 21 in order to place a bet, and it's a very well-regulated industry on the state and local level.
Berkeley says the NCAA should sponsor more programs to stop illegal betting on college campuses. In all of the swirling questions of money and athletics, only one thing was made clear by those who represented the actual student athletes. They would like to end the NCAA cap on the amount of scholarship money a student can get. Right now, it stops just a couple $1,000s shy of what most students need for regular living expenses. The rule is supposed to make sure athletes are treated equally with other students, but athletes say it puts them at a disadvantage since they have little time to work after full-time school and full-time practice. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.